got to feed that boy.
You are getting your man card pulled.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys. We're approaching the last segment here, and Conrad's favorite thing to eat is chicken fried steak.
Oh, I thought it was stuffed wrap dipped jalapeno.
No, you know what? I saw him really dive into some squirrel once too. Yeah.
Got to get that in.
Yeah. Ouch.
Can you hear the sound of it backing up? Because, man, I've been run over so many times on this show.
You're going to have to pull the drumstick out.
That day it took a strong stomach to be on the Grilling Guys because the guy went into the dry heaves when he figured out what he was eating.
Oh, man.
But it was pretty good, wasn't it?
It was really good.
It was really good.
That was Brad from Garrett's brought that in and sabotaged our friend Conrad. The first one went down really good, and then the second one, he wondered what he was eating, and Brad told him, and holy cow, it all changed.
Well, there's another great meat show called Meat Eater.
Yeah.
That guy's from Muskegon.
Yeah.
And he was teaching this girl how to hunt, and he forced her, or his training made her shoot with a little gun and a little target. So he had her shoot a squirrel first.
Okay.
And then they roasted the hindquarters of the squirrel.
Right.
And she was thrilled at how good it was. She was shocked.
Right.
Yeah, and I haven't had squirrel in so long.
She was thrilled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because she was scared to eat it.
So,
and then she took a bite and she goes, "Oh my gosh!" And she was like gnawing it down to the bone. So, you just got to open your mind up when you're talking meat.
Right. So, talk a little bit about chicken fried venison steak.
This is a fantastic recipe, and if you've got some venison in your freezer yet, and some of us do, this is a great way to do a version of it that's going to maybe make people a little more tempted to try it who didn't maybe want to try it. Or maybe you've camouflaged it just enough that you don't even have to tell them.
Yeah.
Which will make them afraid of your food in the future, which saves you money.
Oh, yeah. Seagulls are flocking.
Yes.
Yeah.
They fly off the heap.
Oh, I got a story for that. Don't let me forget it.
So here's what you can do. I want to hear that story. But because this is all bullcrap. We're just BSing here all the time.
Finish the recipe, king of bullcrapper.
Yeah.
So you take your venison steak out, and you get your meat tenderizer, whatever type you're using. It could be a jacquard. It could be a mallet. You might have a device that you can run it through like a wringer washer. I don't know how you're tenderizing.
Swiss steaker.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can literally take any steak and tenderize it and beating it up. So then you're going to do the same thing. You're going to get flour. Some people only like rice flour for this. And eggs and flour and seasoning. So the batter you're making on this one is going to be flour and eggs and I think a little bit of oil or cream. I love heavy cream. And then, again, I've got a million seasonings like you do, but using that Cajun the other night, that was fantastic.
Yep. It doesn't have much heat to it. It's good. It's just it's a really good flavor profile.
Yeah. So, again, dragging those steaks into the flour, then putting them in the eggs, and then back into a seasoned flour straight into the deep fryer.
Right.
That's a chicken fry method.
Yep.
So it's flour, eggs, flour. If you want to put a little cream in your eggs, you can.
So my version of that is flour, egg, cornmeal batter rather than flour because it's a little bit crunchier when it cooks. Flour is you get an even look. Where
yeah, you can put a little cornmeal in it if
right,
you like.
Yeah, that Andes.
So you do chicken fried steak?
Yeah, yep. That Andes, A-N-D-E-S, is a batter.
Right.
Captain Ken turned me on. But they got two or three flavors, but that's a cornmeal, not a flour. And what it does is it crisps up better than flour does.
Well, they have both versions, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
They have
a
cornmeal and a flour. So you like the corn one.
On the outside, flour, egg, cornmeal.
Well, so there's a way to do chicken fried steak, but I would definitely put a seasoning profile, or I might even marinate that venison, depending on the quality of it, because you might have some that you didn't handle so well, you didn't process it well enough, and it's slightly gamey or whatever. Like the stuff I've got, I've got down to a pat process after the last couple of years, and it comes out as good as beef or better. It's just so good. It's fantastic. But so if you've got one that's maybe got a little gamey flavor, or you've got people afraid, so just marinate it. Go on our recipe, grab a marinade.
And you want to camouflage it a little further, you can make yourself like a cracked pepper gravy, right?
Yeah.
Put on top of that.
And that's the recipe that I saw online for chicken fried steak.
Mm-hmm.
And the recipe for that is half stick of butter, quarter cup of flour, 2.5 cups of milk, and then you finish it off with cracked pepper.
Right, and put that in a pan and saute it down until it thickens up.
Yep. It's that easy. It's that stinking easy.
Yeah.
Butter, flour. I'd probably go with heavy cream and milk, or half and half, because I love that high fat content for that stuff.
Yep.
And it's very healthy for you. But then a good coarse cracked pepper.
Right.
Give it a little color.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
So
I want to hear that story.
Okay. Well, I was down in Mexico last week. That's why I'm assuming Chaz co-hosted the show with you, right?
Yep.
And I was down there in Mexico, and we decided to go deep sea fishing. And we went out and washed bait for 6 hours and never caught a fish.
No.
We were trolling, and we had the highlight of that was, I don't know, it was as big as a dining room table. A shark came up behind our baits, and you could see it because everything was on top of the water. And you could see the shark. He followed. I think he was after the fish that were following the bait, not after our bait, because our bait were like little foot long.
And what were following your bait?
Well, we never caught anything. That's where I'm
so
at.
You couldn't, your captain didn't tell you what they were?
No.
Portuguese dolphin?
Right. No. No, I don't know.
Mahi mahi.
But anyway, so we left the deep water and started coming in towards the port. And he said, I'm going to stop here and we're going to have some fun. And he said, there's school of barracuda in here. And so he switched. We didn't switch baits. Still had the same baits out there. But he started circling a reef, right? And and he said those barracuda are on that reef. They'll come off the reef and start slaying. We caught 18 barracuda in like 15 minutes. But you know they're all like 3.5-4 foot long.
Isn't that the prettiest fish you ever saw?
Yeah, they're super silver, but giant.
No, they're enormously
teeth.
Ugly.
Right? Yeah, giant teeth. And but anyway, so we boated a bunch of those. And we had talked to our resort, and the chef would not let us bring in fish out of the ocean to cook because we were going to. So we said, we don't want any of the fish. We knew that going out. It was just an experience.
Oh, wow.
But there was a guy on the boat that did, right? We there were four of us fishing, and so we shared it with another couple guys.
You mean you kept the barracuda?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you gaff them to get them up. They're dead. He's running a gaff in them to pull them into the boat.
Did he ever say he had ever eaten barracuda?
Well, yeah, evidently, because the when the guy said he wanted some, the mate went down and started filleting fish right on the deck of the boat. And what he was doing is throwing the entrails into the water, right? There's many things that'll eat that. The thing was, is when he threw the first one up, out of nowhere comes these...
Seagull.
No, they're bigger than that. They had like a 6-foot wingspan, white chest, all black wings, and a real bent wing. And I've been seeing them flying around Mexico the whole time I was there. They're beautiful birds. But they are not an albatross, but they're big. They're super big.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah. There's a name for them. We looked them up, but I don't remember. My point was, is he's throwing these entrails out there, and them and the pelicans are catching these things in the air.
Are they fighting over
them? Well, no, they just catch it and fly off, right? But anyone that hit the water, then, yeah, they were fighting over. I mean, it was a flurry.
Aerial combat.
And we're motoring at 20 knots. I mean, we're humming, getting in. And these birds just flew right in behind us, and they're following us, and as he's throwing them off, they're catching them. I'm like, we got extra bait. Got these little foot-long pieces of cut fish that we were fishing with. I took one, I grabbed it, and put it in my hand, and I held my arm up. I did this 4 times. I got a video of it. I'll show you. Those birds would fly by and take that fillet out of my hand. I'm standing on the back of the boat going 20 knots. Holding the fillet
were
up.
Were they polite about it?
No, they ripped it out of there. But, I just made sure I didn't stick my fingers up. I just held the tail of the
Well, have you
thing.
Ever tried flying at 20 knots? Right, that's pretty good.
Right. Oh, man. But it was crazy. They were tenacious. And like I said, I did it 3 times. And they were just whack. They just take that out of your hand.
Jeez.
And my wife says, well, man, you could have lost a finger. I'm like, no, I wasn't. I had to take my whole arm. But they were after the fish. It was cool. It was really cool.
So to finish up the deep fry, real quick, stuffed, wrapped, dipped jalapenos.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, you can stuff them, you can wrap them in bacon, and then roll them in flour, dip them in your batter, and deep fry them.
Does the bacon get done?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. You're frying at 350 degrees.
Okay.
And if you want to pre-cook it, you can pre-cook. I always pre-cook it anyway.
Yeah, I don't like rubbery bacon. That's no. all. But anyway. Hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard. I know it's cold. Fire up a deep fryer, maybe even your grill or smoker. And, you know, don't forget to create that grill envy in your neighborhood. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And make it a safe one out there. And we'll talk with you soon.
Yeah. Hit thegrillingguys.com.